Hello, my name is Christine. I'm a volunteer at Wakefield Open Country, and I'd like to invite you today to come for a lovely walk with me, an autumn walk on my local walk, which I've walked twice daily with my dog for the past 40 years. It's at Thorns Wakefield, and at the moment we're walking along the public footpath which runs alongside the golf course. If you can hear in the distance, there's a tractor actually cutting the golf course green. As I walk along, there's lovely hawthorn hedge that I'm just walking past. At the moment it's littered with leaves that have come from the poplar trees above. There's a beautiful avenue of poplar trees that I'm just walking past at the moment. In the evening, if you're lucky, we can see bats actually flying down the avenue of poplar trees, using them for their echolocation. On the other side, on the left-hand side, there's the row of houses, but they've all got hedges, so it's very green. The path that I'm walking along is littered with leaves at the moment, which is lovely. I like walking and crunching through the leaves. This site on Thorns Common is a wonderful area for local people to walk, to jog. People bring the children. The cyclists use the cycle path frequently. And it's hoped that in November there will be 13,000 trees in partnership with Wakefield Council planted on this site, which will hopefully improve the habitat and diversity of this area. You can hear now there's just a train passing on the railway. I think it's probably going to Sheffield. As you can hear, we're getting quite near to the edge of the motorway now. There are some trees that border the motorway, and we're hoping that by planting even more oak trees, then that will help muffle the sound of the motorway, because this is a really beautiful area, and sometimes it's hard to believe that you're so close to a motorway. It's such a lovely landscape. Hi, I'm standing now on Thorns Common. Thorns Common was a waste site which in the 1960s was covered with building waste from the houses that were being built at the time, and then it was capped off. The building waste was put on top, and then it has lovely grass on top of it now, so it looks much better, but obviously it will never be used for building. We're just coming along the edge of the beck now, at the bottom of the golf course. You should be able to hear in the distance, at the bottom of the field runs the M1. I can see in the distance from here Emley Moor mast, and there's actually two masts because they've got a temporary mast as well as the one that's been there for a long, long time. You will be able to probably hear the traffic. It's very, very busy on the M1 at the moment. So far, in the last few days, my husband has planted about 500 acorns on this site. We're hopeful that by the end of this walk there will have been about 200 more planted. So as you see, it doesn't take a long time, and it's not so arduous to actually do it. But obviously you need permission from the landowner if you're going to be planting trees. The trees that will be planted on this site will be 1,300 trees which have been carefully selected as British native species to improve the habitat. And it's all part of the Northern Corridor, which stretches from Liverpool to Hull, and it will be a green corridor for all kinds of species and diversity. It's lovely and sunny at the moment. My husband has just noticed a dragonfly flying past him whilst he was actually planting the acorns. In the trees now at the edge of the beck, you can hear some birds. Hopefully you'll be able to hear them. We're still actually by the side of the beck, and we've just noticed a great clump of comfrey which has very large green leaves, a bit like elephant ears, and it was actually used in the past to mend injuries. What's the word?
Latin comfera. To bring together, they used to use the root, to dig up the root, mash it up because it's really sticky, before they'd plaster a Paris to put around wounds, around broken legs and things. And then the root would dry around the break, on the outside of the leg or the arm. And then it would set the bones, comfera, to bring together, like conference, bringing people together. It's the same word, it originates from Latin. Thank you very much.
That was my husband Roger. We're just by the side of the beck now, and my husband is still planting acorns. He's just noticed some bees as well, so they're obviously insects in this area too. It's getting quite hot now, actually. Might even have to take my coat off. Two pigeons have just flown overhead and seen yet another dragonfly. I think it's a lovely afternoon for dragonflies, it seems. We have been told, although we haven't seen it yet, by other people who walk their dogs really early in the morning or really late in the evening, that they have seen deer on the golf course, and particularly during lockdown they were seen quite often because this area was so quiet.
It's a good example of how it's come back from the polluted days. There are small fish now in the beck. Occasionally we see kingfisher, and we've actually pushed branches in by side of stream. Got kingfish to sit on.
We're actually now at a point by the side of the beck where kingfishers have been known to make their nests in the banking, and we have actually put willow branches here for the kingfishers to sit on to perch whilst they're looking for their food. As I say, in the past this beck was very polluted, but now thankfully there seems to be fish returning, so we're hopeful that this area will become much more popular for birds like kingfishers. I'm just by the side of the beck now, and you may be able to hear some of the birds are actually coming out now in the sunshine. I'm just standing now at the edge of the field towards where the motorway passes by. I'm stood by a large oak tree, which is a pedunculate oak tree. The peduncle oak is the one that's like a pixie's pipe. It's got a stalk, and then it's got like a cup that the acorn is actually on the cup away from the main branch of the tree itself. So the peduncle is the kind of pipe section. There is another type of oak tree, which is the sessile oak. That one, the acorn comes straight away from the branch. It doesn't have a pipe like the peduncle oak. As I say, there are some wasps in this area. Wasps don't just make their nests in building work. They do actually burrow underground and make their nests. There are two wasp nests on this site by the edges of the beck. So at the moment, we're keeping well clear of those. I'm just now at by the beck, and I'm looking at the most magnificent, beautiful willow trees. There are four willow trees all together, and it's absolutely beautiful. In the summer, we've been down here and we've heard reed warblers, and we've actually seen reed warblers, but there doesn't seem to be many about, even though the sun's shining. We've got bulrushes or reed mace, which are growing in the beck as well. Lots of balsam around here. At the moment, it's got lovely pink flowers. And as I say, lots of the willow herb and reed mace. So it's a really good habitat. There's quite a few insects about. I can see some wasps, so I think I'll move away from there. As I said before, accompanying us on our walk is my husband, Roger, who is actually planting the acorns, and my dog, Benji, who at the moment is on the end of a stretchy lead. He was chasing after his ball, but he's getting fed up with that, so he's now just wandering about to see if there's anything nice to eat. Benji, come here. Good boy. Come on. Just seen yet another dragonfly flying past us. At the moment, the grass is damp and the sun is hot, so it's ideal conditions for the dragonflies to come out. Some more bird sounds coming from by the side of the railway track. There was until we actually stopped, and then obviously the bird calls stopped. Thank you. As I said before, whilst I'm doing this audio walk, my husband is actually spiking a hole in the ground and placing an acorn to plant. Hopefully we should get an oak tree. This is actually mimicking the behaviour of the bird called the jay. The jay does this to hide their food during the winter. Thankfully, a lot of the jays don't remember every single acorn that they plant in the ground. And that's how we get oak trees growing where people haven't actually planted them. It's just the jays' cache of acorns that have not been recovered, and so they're allowed to naturally develop.
So just to talk about what the vision is for this site, because as you probably know, it did used to be a quarry and then it was filled over, and now it's uneven, but it's got grass on it and no other wildflowers because the farmers sprayed and killed them all the other diversity that were here. One time you could walk through here and there'd be clouds of blue damselflies and things like that. It used to be fantastic. Hawks used to hover over it hunting and things, and we haven't got that anymore, it's all gone. So the vision is to try and bring that back. So if we can add some natural diversity in the planting, in the tree planting, so the berries and seeds and the acorns that will support the small mammals and things like this. The small mammals are eaten by the hawks and the owls and things like that. So by planting these plants and trees, we've started off what we call the natural food chain. So that natural food chain goes right to the top. And they say, if you see a hawk or you see an owl, it tends to suggest that everything underneath it in the natural food chain is doing all right. Because if the hawk wasn't there, it would mean that there's no food for it and the natural food chain has been destroyed. Now, we've not seen any owls on here for a few years since the farmer started cutting this and treating it and whatnot. We occasionally see a kestrel when the grass is long, but now it's been cut short for the winter. There's nowhere for the shrews and the voles and the mice to get out of the way. So there won't be any of those small creatures on here for those hawks and things like that. And it's a shame, because when you go a walk and you see these creatures flying in the sky and you see something like a dragonfly and things like that, it just makes the walk. It makes the walk so delightful. And we know from lockdown that people are enjoying being out more in green spaces and seeing wildlife and seeing nature. And we can connect with it and it makes us feel good. So I know I get a buzz when I see a tree growing that we've planted the year before and you see the leaves come back on again. And some of these acorns we've been collecting have come from trees that we planted near here, within a quarter of a mile of here, more than 10 years ago. And they were tiny trees. Some of them were acorns that were spiked in like we're doing today. And now those trees have got acorns on. So they've gone full cycle and they're trying to produce trees of their own. You know, they're having their own offspring. And all we're doing by spiking them in, we're trying to get the seeds into the right place. So not all of them are eaten by the wildlife, but some of them can get the chance to grow into a tree. They will have seeds and it has that knock-on effect, and that's what we're trying to do. So hopefully, after the end of this winter, if everything goes all right, there'll be these 13,000 trees added on here, as well as our acorns that's been planted. And over the next 2 or 3 years, those trees should grow, say, 1 foot or 2 foot every year. And in a few years' time, we'll have nice wide paths here. We've got paths already, but we won't be planting right up to the edge of the path. There'll be gaps in between, so that we've got wildflowers in the edges. And we've got things like comfrey and other wildflowers like daisies and clover and things like this. It helps to support the bees and the other insects. So that we've got a lovely place to walk and enjoy, rather than just looking at what at the moment is a green desert. It's nice and green, but there's nothing living on it particularly. We've got to go to the edges near the beck to see anything that's living, because that's where the wild plants are and that's where the trees are. So that's the vision for it. So fingers crossed, we'll get it done this winter and we'll make it even better. Thank you.
You may be able to hear, by the side of me, my husband is actually making a hole in the ground ready for the acorn. Places the acorn on its side and then stomps on the top of it to cover it with soil. When you actually collect acorns, if you want to plant acorns, You should always look for the best quality acorns. The idea to do that is look at the acorn on the outside, and if it's got any nibbles or marks or bits missing out of it, or it looks like something's been eating it, don't use that one. Another test is when you get your acorns, if you put them in a bucket of water, the ones that are the good acorns actually sink to the bottom. The ones that have got something wrong with them, that have been eaten inside by insects or anything, they will float to the top. They're the bad ones. So don't use those, only use the really good ones, the ones that are heavy and stay at the bottom of the bucket. When you do plant them out, you need to plant them on the side, because obviously that's what happens in nature. Some people think that you have to plant them so like an egg, sitting with the point upwards, but no, they need to be just as they would be in nature. They would need to lay on their side, and then just cover them over with soil, and then nature will do the rest.
So where we've put all these acorns in, my pockets are empty now, so we've got a few hundred more in there, which is great, and we're adding more each day. Now these acorns, although they're going 2 or 3 inches into the ground, some mice and voles and shrews and things like that will sniff them out and they'll dig them up, and that's fine, they'll eat those and it'll get them through the winter. But because we put so many in, the hope is that, say, 10 out of every 100 that has been spiked in will grow into a tree. So if we can get that 10% growing from acorns, that's cost nothing. We haven't had to buy a tree, we haven't had to contractors in coming out digging holes or anything like that, or paying anybody. All we had to do is spike some acorns in, and fingers crossed, if the weather's kind to us and all the creatures don't eat every acorn, then we'll probably get about 10% growing. We've done it before on this field along the edge years ago, more than 10 years ago, and it did work, but the return was between 5 and 10%, which is what we expect, and that's fine. So fingers crossed, we'll have some oak trees in a few years' time. That'd be great.
We're just walking back now along the tarmac path at the other edge of Thorns Common. I can hear a bird in the trees. Hopefully I'll be able to record the sound. We often get lots of flocks of long-tailed tits along here, and you hear in the evening you hear the blackbirds, and there's usually robins as well. We're just heading back now on the tarmac path. Well, we've just passed under the oak tree that was laden with acorns, so we've picked up some more now, ready, hopefully, sometime tomorrow we'll plant some more. I hope you've enjoyed our walk along Thorns Common. We've thoroughly enjoyed sharing the time with you. Okay, take care. Thank you. Bye.